Last week, my office, in my absence, received a video many of you would have seen, an inmate at Parklea Prison showing off several items of contraband. The man who filmed the video, Carl Walton, is now free after serving a 30-month sentence for damaging property, driving while disqualified and resisting arrest. He's no angel. In the footage, Walton holds up several weapons, and what he says is the drug ice. He also makes allegations that officers at Parklea are the ones that supplied prisoners with the contraband. Now, Parklea Prison is run by the GEO Group, who are the private operators. They also, therefore, employ the workforce. David Elliott is the New South Wales Corrective Services Minister. He's been on leave while this played out, but he's back on deck this morning. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Now, I have a few questions about the GEO Group.
Sure.
They employ their own prison officers. Are they trained at Brush Park like your prison officers are?
They've got exactly the same training obligations, and because, of course, just because that jail is run by the private sector doesn't mean it's not regulated by the government. So everything that operate, all the operations that occur so far as rehabilitation, so far as the services and programs are concerned, they are all mandated by the contract that the former Labor government gave GEO when they handed it over.
I'm not quite sure you answered the question. I said, are they trained at Brush Park? You said they're given the same training. Are they trained there or not?
Yeah, I understand they are trained at Brush Park, yes.
Okay, so in other words, they could either be working for you in New South Wales Corrections or working for GEO.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's like any... Yeah, that's exactly right. It's no different to, say, a nurse going to do the registered nursing training and then going to work for a private hospital.
Okay. All right. Now, do you believe what Carl Walton said, that these officers, employed not by you but by GEO, are supplying contraband to prisoners?
Well, that is under investigation, so I don't want to prejudice that investigation. But if it is true, and I've got no reason to doubt him, then those officers may well find themselves on the wrong side of the bar. And I'm delighted at the work that Sue Wilson and the corrections team have done. She's come in over the top of GEO, sent in by Peter. I mean, I can exclusively reveal to you overnight, Ray, Sue Wilson and her team, at the request of the Commissioner and I, have had another find at Parklea. They've found another a couple of mobile phones, a mobile phone charger. They've found tobacco, and they've found some tablets as well. So the work that's being done by corrections to clean up Parklea is continuing, and overnight we've had a great success in that regard.
Is Parklea better or worse than the ones you operate?
Oh, listen, I want to...
Get off the fence, don't get splinters in your backside. Well, is it better or worse than your prisons?
I'm always going to back my prisons. I'm always going to back
So it's it's worse than your prisons, is it?
Well, let's just see how this investigation goes, but at the moment they're on very thin ice.
Who?
Well, GEO, the private operators, they are on very...
What's it take to get rid of them?
Well, it's a contract, which I've inherited, and I've got to make sure that, you know, like any other breach to a contract, there are stages to go through. And the first stage for us last week was, of course, for the government to go in there and corrections to send their own team in to make sure that the prison is in good order.
What other prisons do GEO administer?
Junie.
Is only one?
Yes.
Okay. I want to read an email from someone who works at Parklea. Okay. It goes without saying that Corrective Services of New South Wales is under fire, particularly given the suggestion that an inmate had in possession numerous items. The Commissioner has made numerous responses, which included a broadcast to all staff yesterday via email. So yesterday would have been the day this was sent, I think, last night, so it may have come out either on Sunday or Monday. Mr. Severin's gone to great lengths to ensure the matter is being treated seriously, and I spoke to him on Friday night about this matter. This prison officer says, Ray, what the minister has to realise, Parklea Jail is nothing more than a private business. Like any business, it's being operated on the premise of maximising profits for the financial backers. That means staffing is at a bare minimum, unlike the government-operated institutions, has resulted in increased assaults among inmates directed towards staff. Serving officers, it's common knowledge that inmates are freely in possession of drugs to the extent that they are known to shoot up in broad daylight without intervention. It's got that bad out here, it's not uncommon for inmates to shoot up and share needles. They'll cease that activity when they see the squad turn up, which is very rare, that'd be your squad. Prison authorities would rather turn a blind eye out here to this activity instead of addressing it, because, of course, addressing it costs more money and ruins their bottom line. The fact of the matter is the jail is not sufficiently staffed to properly address and manage the type of errant and illegal behaviour documented in the video. There are non-disclosure agreements in place to protect GEO operators, which is nothing more than face-saving exercise for all concerned. Put simply, the Commissioner, the Minister and the public are being duped.
Well, I'd suggest that over the course of the last 10 days, we're not being duped because it's been made very, very
public. How long have they been in charge of Park Lee?
Well, again, this was a contract that I...
I know you're at pains to point out that you inherited. How long have they been there?
I understand it was... I think it was John Robertson who handed it over, so that he was the minister in 2008, 2009.
So, in other words, they've been duping you for about 8 or 9 years, and you found out about it 10 days ago.
Well, they are governed by, as I said before, just because it's run privately doesn't mean that the procedures and the SOPs are any different to a public.
But you've got, Minister, you have to admit, given that you are, have already told my audience you're considering their future, you have to admit that obviously, even though there are parameters there which they have to get within and they've got to do what you say they do, it's obvious that they're a private enterprise organisation. The bottom line is their holy grail. That's all they're worried about, making a quid for their investors. Unlike you, who make sure New South Wales is safe.
If they're using profits to make sure that, or to avert their responsibilities under the contract, well then when that contract is up for renewal at the end of this year, that's something that we'll be certainly taking into consideration. Mm. But just because it's privately run doesn't mean it's been bad. There are privately run hospitals, there are privately run schools.
Minister, don't compare that with looking after hardened criminals, please.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about a management practice. And so if these guys are using, if anybody, whether it be GEO, any other prison, private prison provider, anywhere around the world is using the reasons for profit as the motive to avoid their responsibilities under their contract, well, then, of course, we're gonna say, call that a breach of contract, and there are stages in which we can punish them or, indeed, require them to make good that contract.
Mm. We spoke before I went on leave, and you went on leave, about a Liberty driver who managed to get into Park Lee Prison without being searched by security. You dealt with that, and the person in charge or the person responsible is being disciplined. But in December last year, an inmate stole a set of jail keys as he was being released at Park Lee, requiring all the locks internally to be changed. I mean, this is not the first time that we've had Park Lee under the microscope.
Ray, as I said in my opening remarks, GEO are on thin ice. Their contract's up at the end of this year. My responsibility is as the taxpayers of New South Wales, if I'm not getting an efficient and valuable service out of GEO, well, when the contract's renewed, we'll have to take that into consideration. I'm certainly not going to apologise for GEO. They've stuffed up, and we're going to make sure that they rectify it.
Let's just rectify something you said a little earlier, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot because I realise you wouldn't have been, you know, totally prepared for what all the questions I was going to ask. This young lady, we'll call her Michelle for the sake of the argument. She formerly worked with GEO. G'day, Michelle.
Hey, Ray. How are you today?
Not bad, thank you. You were formerly employed by this organisation. Where were you trained?
I was actually trained on site at Park Lee, and we went out to John Moroney for a couple of weeks doing firearms training and team bonding, as they call it.
But who was responsible for predominantly training you to work for GEO?
So, training us was actually GEO staff members, so senior staff members. Corrective Services never trained us at all.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate your call. Now, Minister, therein lies the problem.
Yeah, well,
therein lies the problem straight away. They should be up at Brush Park with your men and women being trained, not trained by themselves, because training them by themselves doesn't work.
Well, on-the-job training is one thing. The syllabus is set by corrections. That's an obligation.
Yeah, the syllabus. David, please, Minister, the syllabus. It's an organisation that is empowered by the bottom line. They don't give a bugger about the syllabus. They worry, make sure, when do you pay them, once a month or once every quarter? That's all they're worried about.
But, Ray, as I said before, my job is to make sure that we get value for money for the taxpayers of New South Wales. I heard commentary last week saying that we've got to make sure that this isn't just saving the government money. This isn't about saving the government money. I don't get an extra dollar in my salary at the end of the month because one organisation runs a jail over another.
Well, you know what you should do today? You should today, okay, you've got enough evidence today to say to the GEO, you're in breach of your contract, we're putting our people in, nick off. Well, you've got enough power to do that.
That was done last week when Peter Severin.
No. You sent them. Peter and yourself, in your absence, sent in, you know, the tough crew to go through the place. You should take control of Parklea today. It's a basket case, Minister. It's a basket case.
You know contracts better than anybody. There are contractual obligations when it comes to breaches. The first stage in addressing the breach of this particular contract has been done, has been implemented. If there is a second stage, I can obviously step up that breach and the punishment and the rectification that I can offer. But I'm not going to expose the taxpayers of New South Wales to some sort of multi-million dollar fine if we can rectify this straight away. But let me show
you. How can you have any confidence in GEO running? I mean, they couldn't run a childcare centre.
Well, that's why we've sent Sue Wilson in to run.
Well, leave her there.
The contract's not at the end of the. Here's a tip.
Put Sue there, looking over the shoulder of the governor and every other bugger that works there, and saying, "I'm here keeping an eye on you people from here on in."
She's doing that as we speak, and that's why I was delighted to be able to report that overnight what her people have been able to achieve once again.
Yeah.
I don't want to prejudice any decision. I don't want to make anybody think that we're not going through a due process. But that contract is up at the end of the year. They are on thin ice. I'm just as frustrated about it as you are, if more frustrated about it, because, you know, obviously I've got to live and breathe this thing. But I've also got to make sure that the taxpayers are not exposed to unnecessary fees.
Okay. The bottom line is, there's an old saying that I used often on the program. You nurse a mug, they die in your arms. At the moment, the mug you're nursing is GEO. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thanks, Ray.
That's the Minister for Corrections, David Elliott. They should be for the high jump today, 17 to 10. Ray, Parklea and Junie, both privately run by GEO. The mobile phones are a problem, yes, but the drugs, people shooting up, and that's what the prison officer told you from out there earlier. Exactly. Another prison officer, who obviously doesn't wish to be identified, was listening to you this morning, re the GEO group managing Parklea. The issues go way beyond service levels and security. I work for a large supply company supplying electrical products, including lighting. Last year, we provided a quote to supply light fittings around the boundary of the property. They were replacing the feedback we got. They went with the cheapest quote, didn't care about the quality or how long they lasted, even if it made the standards as their contract would expire by the end of the year. I can only imagine what costs will be back to the state when the taxpayers are footing the bill. Well, it's what I said to the Minister. It's the bottom line. Absolutely the bottom line. That's what it's all about. Now, we've got a statement from Corrective Services, yet another one, in relation to my comments about GEO, the mob that run Parklea. GEO Australia is a fully accredited registered training organisation approved to deliver the national training package for correctional services. Custodial officers recruits are trained by GEO on site at both Parklea and Junee by fully qualified training staff and assessors, who happen to work for GEO. They don't say that. GEO qualified field training officers provide the tactical and firearms training component to GEO, the custodial officers, which is oversighted by Corrections New South Wales. The correctional officer training provided to GEO officers meets the standards specified in Certificate 3 in the current nationally endorsed training package for correctional services. The Certificate 3 training package curriculum is authorised and endorsed for delivery by Correctional Services New South Wales. May I make a very strong suggestion to the Minister and the Commissioner? Train them at Brush Park so you have control of them, not some private organisation.